This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Polling begins for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry. Voting is underway for all 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Kerala and 30 seats in Puducherry. Polling began at 7 a.m. and will continue till 6 p.m. All arrangements are in place at the three places to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. Meanwhile, today is the last day for withdrawal of nominations for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal. Today is also the last day for filing of nominations for the second phase in West Bengal. Counting of votes for all four states and the Union Territory will take place on the 4th of next month. Union Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu has announced a series of relief measures for domestic airlines, including a 25% reduction in landing and parking charges. The move is aimed at easing operational cost pressures on Indian carriers and ensuring that air travel remains affordable for passengers despite rising global fuel prices. The Ministry of Civil Aviation said the aviation sector has been impacted by a sharp increase in aviation turbine fuel prices due to global crude oil volatility. As part of the latest intervention, the Ministry has directed the Airports Economic Regulatory Authority to reduce landing and parking charges by 25% at all major airports for domestic flights. India has withdrawn its proposal to host the 33rd Conference of the Parties, COP33, of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, UNFCCC, in 2028. The decision was conveyed to the Asia-Pacific Group on 2nd April. India had proposed hosting the COP33 summit in India in 2028. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had conveyed India's proposal in his special address at the inauguration of high-level segment of COP28 in December 2023 in the UAE. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a visit to Mauritius and United Arab Emirates beginning today. In the first leg of his tour, Dr. Jaishankar will visit Mauritius to participate in the 9th Indian Ocean Conference. During his visit, the External Affairs Minister will meet the leadership of Mauritius and review the entire spectrum of bilateral ties. He will also deliver the keynote address at the conference. On the sidelines, Dr. Jaishankar is expected to hold discussions with counterparts from other participating nations. The visit underscores India's neighbourhood-first policy, Vision Mahasagar, and commitment to the Global South. Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Mariano Grossi, has appreciated India's achievement in attaining criticality of the prototype fast breeder reactor at Kalapakkam in Tamil Nadu. The landmark step marks a significant advancement in the country's indigenous nuclear program and its pursuit of long-term energy sustainability. In a social media post, Mr. Grossi described the development as impressive progress by India in achieving criticality of the prototype fast breeder reactor at Kalapakkam, a step forward in fuels to sustainability and the future of nuclear energy. U.S. President Donald Trump is sending a delegation led by Vice President J.D. Vance and other top officials to Islamabad for direct talks with Iran aimed at ending weeks of conflict in the West Asia region. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said that the negotiating team will include Middle East Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, with the first round scheduled for Saturday morning. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian confirmed Tehran will attend the Islamabad talks. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans beat Delhi Capitals by one run in a last over thriller at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night. Chasing a target of 200 runs set by the Gujarat, the Delhi Capitals made 200 runs at the loss of 8 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.